At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We love having fun on this show, don't get me wrong, but there are times when certain stories come across our desks that... Man. By the way, welcome. I say with a very somber tone, he is John Senning.
I'd like to say, you know, hope you're having a good day, but I don't know if you live in the state of Florida or even in the United States of America that you can be.
Yeah, this is one of those... true crime meets social justice meets hard-hitting journalism stories that, and thank you to Roger and JP and Brett and Monica and Diz. They set the table for us and for this, and we appreciate that. But this is one of those, I don't want to scare you. I don't want to instill a culture of fear, but we would be very recklessly irresponsible if we did not keep you informed and abreast of the type of monsters and criminals that are in our midst, John.
And honestly, you know, and I know we're going to get into the finer details of what's going on, but this is an attack on our culture as Floridians. And, you know, you'd like to think that in certain moments you can see the best in people, and that we still, in the year 2024, you know, people can determine right from wrong.
Yeah.
And looking at the news every day, I know you look at it, I look at it, and I think we become numb to it to a certain extent. But then something like this happens, and it's almost like all the pain of all the people hurt and suffering around the world comes just piling down on top of you.
God, you're so right. You know, genocide in Darfur, bombings in Israel and Gaza.
We killed all those... We killed all those innocent people at the beach in Ukraine.
Well, we didn't, but our weapons did gave to the
Biden
Ukraine.
Ordered the hit, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, this isn't the time for political division.
It's not, trust me, because we're all in this together.
Yeah, we are. Like, we all must stand up to this atrocity and miscarriage of justice. And we can read stories every day of murder, child rape, animal abuse. It affects us, but we're still able to fall asleep at night. Yeah. This one's been haunting me all day.
Animal beheading.
Yeah. And
cannibals.
God. You know, we did a story yesterday about a man who baked a little boy pot pie and served it to his neighbors.
And little boy french fries.
I wonder if that's is as rich as duck fat. Anyway, I'm sorry to be flip. This is no time for flippant remarks. This is no time for comedy. We do base ourselves on trying to entertain you and make you laugh, but there are times when we need to put on our serious journalist hats, and this is one of those times. I think the best thing to do, John, is just to read it so we don't make it titillating. A lot of times we get into trouble when we editorialize, and I'm just going to – and thank you to the heroes. I see that a Sarah Phillips, who curiously spells her name F-I-L-I-P-S, Sarah Phillips, on WFLA – published this story yesterday at 11:40 a.m. and then updated it today at 11:02 a.m. And
I wish we didn't have to do this.
Me too, John. If you do have children, I'm not saying turn off the radio because we lose our jobs if you do that. I'm just saying parental warning, trigger warning.
It's days like this. It makes me question whether or not we should even be doing this.
Right. Like, do we really have the stomach for this? With apologies to anyone with a queasy stomach or a sense of decency in this world, I just read verbatim from what Ms. Phillips, with an F, posted on WFLA.com. Deputies are searching for two suspects.
I mean, the only solace that we can find in this story for us personally, and maybe some listening, is that it is a bit further south. I mean,
within our broadcasting area.
I know, my heart goes out to those people, but I'm just saying geographically,
right.
you know, to think if this was happening next door to me or up the road from me
I'd move.
God forbid, right next to where we broadcast right now, I don't know that I would have had it in me to get up and come to work today.
Same. I would have at least done the show from home, if not taken a sabbatical, because to know that this happens in our listening audience at all is disheartening and shocking. To you down south in Cape Coral, I know that you you folks down there were hit by Hurricane Ian. I know that you were hit by another hurricane with an I name that I can't remember. I think it was Icicle Works.
Ian, Idalia, one of those.
One of those. All right, let me just continue, just please. Yeah. Deputies are searching for two suspects.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, please.
So, and I don't want to make this about the news itself, but I think it's sometimes when you hear and you see things like this and you know they're going on, it makes you look within yourself. I had been secretly holding animosity towards WFLA because they I had sent them the audio of Leo Schofield's multiple appearances on the show. This is the man who was locked up for 37 years,
sure,
and he's now cold called us multiple times.
Yep.
And I thought that this man who has given so much of his life unjustly, calling us and sharing his feelings and stuff, I thought that would be newsworthy. And they never emailed me back, and they obviously never posted the audio, and they never did anything on WFLA. Mm. And then you see a story like this, and you realize
what the real news is.
What the real news is, and how non and inconsequential some of those other things may be. And now I feel sick to my stomach for even having those, you know, that.
Yeah. Understandably so, John. I will then confess I have had an issue with them as well, because I was ambushed in our parking lot many years ago by that old prick Steve Andrews.
Yeah, I was there.
I know. Yeah. I was ambushed in our parking lot where he created a false narrative about something I didn't do on the air and how I allegedly cost listeners thousands of dollars through no fault of my own. And I've been holding animosity, not to mention the personal fallout between what Gail Guardo did to me.
Yeah. Well, and the trauma, if I may speak for my own trauma.
Please.
I was there when Mr. Andrews forcefully accosted you outside the door.
Thank you.
And I don't bring it up often, but sometimes when I'm laying down my head at night, I'll just see a silhouette of a man that looks like Steve Andrews lunging at us.
Yeah.
And, you know, And now I feel bad for even having those feelings.
Me too. I feel bad that I took my Publix bag containing one of those Southern Cobb salads with the fried chicken.
Yeah.
I tried to shield the cameraman's view of me, not knowing that they're such hard-hitting journalists that they're able to bring us stories like this. So we'd like to formally apologize for any sort of misgivings that have occurred between that network and us, because if you're going to put stories like this in front of our eyes and allow us to warn our listening audience about a situation like this, you're doing God's work. If God were a journalist, which he is, she is. All right, let me just continue.
What if God was a journalist?
Okay. By the way, we didn't mention what a great job Alanis did at the Panthers game of singing both O Canada and the national anthem.
I can't think of anything leisure related.
I'm sorry.
I know we all heal in our own ways, and that's a basic trauma response.
I'm sorry.
You immediately start thinking of something fun and light like hockey, so you don't have to be faced with the cruel truth that our world has laid before you.
Oh, these are harsh and stark details, and I'm going to share them with you again, written by the hard hitting journalists at WFLA, posted by Sarah Phillips. With an F.
And she's got to be going through it too.
Yep, and Steve can still suck it. Okay. Deputies are searching for two suspects. God, it's so hard to say.
It is, and I think another opportunity, when you think about the deputies out there searching, you know, there is just a thin blue line between us and the bad in this world.
Sure.
So I hope, if nothing else, you take away from this story, you know, the deputies are out there, you know, leaving their families.
Blue lives matter, okay? Sorry I said it.
I didn't want
to. Sorry if that's hate speech.
I didn't want to be the one to have to say it.
If you can read a story like this and not think blue lives matter, there's something really wrong with you.
Agreed.
Because they're
just like your favorite shirt says.
Fran Hosh, blue lives matter. Blue lives matter. Look, this is one of those stories where you better appreciate that thin blue line, because if not for these deputies who are searching for these suspects, they might be doing crimes like this again, and they probably are. All right.
Don't say that.
Sorry. You're right.
I mean, I understand.
That's instilling fear. You're right.
Well, and it's easy to become a defeatist when you see a story like this. Whoa. It's easy to just think there's no hope. There's no...
My faith in humanity is almost evaporated.
I mean, and I can't blame you, brother.
All right. Just the black and white details. And sorry to make this a race issue.
I didn't. Yeah.
Blue Lives Matter.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Do you have X at all?
I do.
Okay.
Like the Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally nothing. Just something went wrong.
Oh.
Closed it, went back to it, but whatever. I'm trying to deal with it.
Oh, well, props to listener Jessica, JWA, who just DM'd me and knew what story we were talking about.
Oh, wow.
Just because of the grim tone.
Well, she's in tune.
She's in tune, yeah. Like, if you read this story, you absolutely know what we're about to cover because it's that, you'll never forget where you were when you heard this story. This is one of those, I don't want to put it up there with the JFK assassination, the OJ chase. You know, the OJ verdict, the Casey Anthony verdict, et cetera, but the Zimmerman's verdict, this is up there. God. Probably less divisive because I like to think we can all stand against the type of gruesome monster who would commit a crime like this.
And you want to know what, Drew, and I appreciate you saying that because we talk so often about what would it take to unite this country.
Oh, yeah.
And often it comes on the heels of terrible things, you know, that feeling of patriotism and unity that we felt on September 12th. You know, that was a feeling that I don't think we've reached again. I don't want to go as far as to say this could be what brings us all back together.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's not.
This is a time when all Americans need to band together. And yes, I understand Joe V29 who said, Jesus, say it already. You might not be familiar with the dramatic effect of foreshadowing.
Well, and that's insensitive.
Yeah.
That's insensitive. Because you want to know what? There's people out there that might know what we're going to say, and they're dreading the second it comes out of our mouth.
Right. Like, your life is going to be forever effing changed, Joe V29. Okay? So enjoy these moments before you hear the grisly details of this crime, you dickhead.
I might know this guy. Hold on.
Sorry. But I mean,
maybe not.
I don't think you know this guy. He looks like freaking Mr. Clean.
Oh yeah, I don't know that guy. Sorry.
Gay or Mr. Clean, if that's possible.
Mr. Ween.
This is no time for jokes.
I know, but this is how healing through humor, brother.
We're not healing yet. All right. Deputies are searching. Hello, Drew Garabo live with John Senning. I don't know why you're calling us yet. You haven't even heard this story, but what can we do for you?
Bad idea.
Get on with the story. Nobody knows what's going on.
Exactly. Sir, again, embrace these moments when you don't know.
Talk about a vibe killer.
What if we built this up for like the entire 4 hours of the show? What if we didn't tell him until 5:50?
I can't keep it inside that long. I can't
Try clenching your cheeks.
No, well, it's, you know, I think we pride ourselves on authenticity.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And it's one of those things where
you're right.
You know, to keep something like this back, because there are people down in this area,
yeah,
who might not know who walks amongst them.
Oh my God, there could be a Cape Coral resident in traffic right now, right by the canals that surround every home, looking over at the Hyundai Elantra next to them, not even knowing that that car contains the two suspects that deputies are looking for. Hello, Drew Grubb live with John Senning. How can I help you?
You foreshadow these nuts.
This isn't the time, Steve.
But why do you want to take calls right now?
I just wanted to see what was on people's minds. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. I wanted to enjoy a moment before our lives were forever changed, okay? Bad idea, John.
Sometimes you got to leave it to the stars.
Deputies are searching for two suspects who are accused. Of snatching a pub sub over the weekend. According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, a couple walked into the Publix on Del Prado Boulevard in Cape Coral on Saturday afternoon. They approached the deli station looking for their online order containing, and this pains me to say this, two whole turkey subs.
Mm. Was that boar's head, you think?
I think probably not. The type of monster who would do this is definitely getting the generic deli meat.
See, I look at it the other way. I mean, if you know you're stealing it already, why not? Why not?
Well,
go
let's, to
the not
horse head? Let's not give away the. Come on.
Oh, that was the first line.
Snatching.
Yeah.
Not stealing. When they couldn't find their orders, the deli clerk made them new ones. And this is the part that brings me no joy to share with you. But deputies said they left the store without paying. According to the incident report, each sub cost $9.99, bringing the sandwich's total value, which sandwich apostrophe S, Miss Phillips, I know you can't spell your own last name, that should be sandwiches, plural ES.
Well, I mean, you got to imagine the trauma that you're putting yourself through to be able to do, like to be able to dig into the gory details of the story itself and also be expected to spell and use punctuation. I mean, she's only human.
You're right. I'm sorry. Sometimes I forget that there are people behind these articles.
I know. I mean, she could be more human than a human, but
more human than human. According to the incident report, each sub costs $9.99, bringing the sandwich's total value to $21.28. Now, here's where your vigilance comes in, brave soldier. Security footage captured the couple driving away in a black Explorer, a black Ford Explorer, around 3:57 p.m. Anyone who recognizes this couple, and there's a photograph of a young lady, a female capable of such an atrocity.
Is that a skirt or are those shorts? Because that is a fashion statement.
Could be a romper. It looks to be one piece, a summertime skirt set.
It's definitely form-fitting.
Extremely. She's got quite the form for a monster. Security footage captured the couple driving away in a black Ford Explorer around 3:57 p.m. Anyone who recognizes the couple or has any information about this incident is asked to contact Lee County deputies at 239-477-1000. Obviously, the reaction to this, John, very swift and thorough on our phone lines. People want to weigh in.
The thing that gets me too, and it's hard to find a silver lining in a time like this, I will say, but, you know, in a lot of states, the police might not even come looking for you. I think that the staff is directed to not do anything if people steal. So if we're looking for any glimmer of hope in these dark times, at least we live in a state where not only will you be accosted if you steal two subs, it will make the front page of the NBC News affiliate in town.
Yep. We are a top 20 media market. And this, it's reasons like this that we are taken so seriously. I mean, make all the Florida man jokes that you want. We have real gripping, hard-hitting crime stories on our news websites. Hello, Drew Garabo live with John Senning.
Hey, what's up, Drew?
Hi, great phone connection. What's up, sir?
Oh, I can take your own.
Yeah. Why bother doing that before we pick up?
Looking for any? Can you hear me better now?
Much.
All right. So Publix is the only store to ever put me in jail. Now, before I get to that, it was my fault, but I still love Publix. They have the best customer service, the best quality meats and everything.
They really do.
That's quite the endorsement. They put you in jail, yet you still hold no grudge and still shop there.
Hey, screw these sappy commercials. They need to just have an interview with you where it's like, Publix, put me in jail, and they're still the best.
All those sentimental Thanksgiving and Christmas commercials they put together where it's like, thanks, Chris. You're my stepfather, but you're really my dad. They should just go to that guy. I shoplifted $48 in filet mignon at the Publix down on University in Sarasota. They locked me up for 3 years. I got out, and I got some popcorn goddamn chicken.
Oh, that would be good if it was Jameis. I see what you did there.
Oh. Drew Garabo live with John Senning.
Hi.
I'm sorry to bring you such gripping and terrifying news. I
know.
I hope you're okay.
I thought it was hilarious because at the same time, my sister just sent me a birthday gift, and it included a Subway gift card, and she's in Colorado. And I'm like, what the?
I think you meant Publix.
Did you mean Publix or did you mean Subway?
No, I'm just saying no. Yeah, it was a Subway one, but I was just like, that was atrocious because we live in Florida and it's a pop sub. Oh,
right.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, at least Subway's never been associated with any heinous crimes against humanity.
Yeah,
their reputation is pristine.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Crystal clear. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Hello there. It's Drew and John in the afternoon. How may I help you?
Hey, guys. Are we for certain that Jameis Winston isn't back in town?
Now, that's not nice. Jameis had a regular hookup in Tallahassee with a manager, and this was before the days of the, the NILs where these athletes could get paid. So Jameis was making Florida State University a ton of money and was not getting any reciprocity. So he had a manager who, when Jameis would come in, the manager would go, yo, dog, go back there and help yourself to some crab legs. That manager had the day off. Jameis isn't bright enough to determine the face of one person versus another face. It's all people to him. He's not a bright man. So
And it was the LASIK. He can't see. He physically couldn't see.
This was pre-LASIK, Jameis. Yeah. You're right. So not only is he a dullard intellectually, but he couldn't see. And so to Jameis, every person looks alike. And he was like, that must be my friend. I will take these crab legs, thank you.
If we want to look for a theory, like maybe that's what happened here. Maybe that's what happened here and they just got caught.
They do look like they could be friends of Jameis. Or FOJs, if you will. 727-579-1025. It looks like she's holding, is that an umbrella?
It's an umbrella, yeah.
A very distinct.
It's a Publix umbrella.
Green and black Publix umbrella, which she, let's be honest, probably also stole.
Yeah. Do we know if she took the basket with her too? Because she's holding a basket with nothing in it. So is this before she procured the subs or not?
That's a really good question.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's two pictures. Oh, I didn't see there's two pictures.
Oh, me either.
Oh, my God.
What? Is it that picture of Jameis?
Dude, wait, don't look. Don't look. Did you look yet?
It's Jameis.
Oh, God. You ruined a really fun game.
Sorry. What was the game?
Guess the top 20 possibilities of what's on this guy's shirt.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that in a million years.
I don't know why you got to bring the Duttons into this.
you could have given me 50 guesses, and I wouldn't have guessed this dude was wearing a Yellowstone shirt. Look for any black guy wearing a Yellowstone shirt and throw him in jail.
Based on what we know,
probably
stolen.
Drew Gobble live with John Senning.
Along with the umbrella and the basket and the
subs. What's up, fellas?
Hi.
Am literally shaking after hearing this news story. I travel sometimes for work, the region of Southwest Florida, and I have stopped into that Publix before.
Dude.
It is a fine facility. It's one of the nicest Publixes down there. Mm. And I, for one, want to say that I stand with the people of Cape Coral. These people need to be brought to justice. Unacceptable. My only concern about this whole thing, and I'm not rushing to judgment, you know, the Lee County Sheriff's Department, I'm sure they're doing a fine job. But if you put in an order online and go to show up to pick up your purchase,
right,
do you usually prepay on the app?
No.
You don't have to.
No. No.
You don't have to?
You don't have to, no.
No, you can just order it and then go pick it up.
But I think you can pay.
You can, but it'd be stupid to, because you could just walk right out of there with your subs, clearly, and they won't do anything about it.
But wait. Wait. What you said just didn't make any sense. You can do that.
You can pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but these people didn't, and they just took their subs.
But how would they know?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to show.
Well, I'm just saying, if I pay, it's not like they have somebody guarding the door.
No, they don't.
So I would just get them and then leave. It's just the same these people did. I'm actually starting to think maybe this is a
misunderstanding.
Yeah.
I don't want to cast aspersions on the Lee County Sheriff's Department. I'm sure that they are on top of things. I just, you know, this whole interactive, these apps, I mean, who knows what's been going on.
I understand how shook you are. You know what you are, sir? You're basically the equivalent of Seth MacFarlane, who missed the flight out of New York that he would have been on that crash into the World Trade Center. You escaped that Publix with your life, and you should wake up every morning grateful that you're still with us.
I'm grateful for you as well. Thank you for keeping us so informed and top of things that are going on in this town, in this state, in this world. You are the best, and I really appreciate you. Thank you.
That's very kind of you, but we got to give credit where it's due to Sarah Phillips with an F and the WFLA News Department for putting this on their front page.
And we are out to Sheriff Carmine Mercino with the Lee County Sheriff. We're trying to get a word. They're pretty loose. They're pretty tight-lipped right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure not wanting to give away too many leads or anything like that. So
right.
you know, hopefully we get a comment back.
Yeah, because the Lee County Chamber of Commerce, they want the tourism to still come in there, especially during the summer, right? And if people read that these type of heinous criminals are in their midst, who's going to want to travel from Dubuque to come down to Cape Coral? Pub sub thieves, couple accused of stealing sandwiches from Florida Public.
Well, and I think, again, I try to be glass half full guy. I mean, it could have been worse. I mean, imagine if you or some other innocent had an order of two whole turkey subs waiting there in the pickup, bin, and they had taken those.
Oh,
I mean, so I mean, if we find any solace in this story, it's that they took two unspoken for subs that didn't have a home.
Bless you. I didn't even think about that. That's why I use fake names when I go to pick it up. You'll never.
This wouldn't have saved you.
No, you're right. They could have easily taken Wiener McTesticles as subs.
Yeah, honestly, if I would take it. I would just kind of feel like, you know, this person clearly, you know.
Fake name. Drew Grubb live with John Senning. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Your multiple black guy impressions are dead on today, Drew, but I think we have to look at this as reparations. I think it's clear that's how we have to consider this and just let it go.
You might be right. We have a tremendous debt to the African-American community. Hello, Drew Grubb live with John Senning.
Hello, is that me?
You know, Flat, it is. Just one moment, sir. Flats Junkie just made a really good point. This completely eclipses dude who set himself on fire at Publix as the weirdest and grossest thing to happen inside a Publix supermarket since they funded the insurrection on January 6th. Hello.
Hi, Drew and John. How are you guys?
I mean, we're trying to put it together like the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you hear are two individuals trying to make sense of this insane world in which we live where things like this happen.
I'm calling from Southern Rhode Island. Summer resident here. Winter resident of Florida. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I wish you guys were up here in Rhode Island.
Thank you.
This was fucking fabulous. Oh, excuse me. This is fabulous.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And I am on my... I'm cutting the lawn today, and I'm watching, listening to you guys, and the bones are best, and I wish you guys were in New England full time.
Thank you.
Be well, be safe, see you guys in the fall.
Thank you. I mean, a little lighthearted for this tragedy that we're all dealing with, but thank you for your kind words, if not the F word. All right, John, the show has to go on.
If you say so.
Well, I mean, I'd be fine doing wall-to-wall coverage for 4 hours because this is one of those stories that takes over the news. They always tell us, like, be flexible when a news story happens, like a January 6th funded by Publix. When, you know, when something like that does happen, you know, be flexible enough to cover what people are going to be talking about.
And I think you just kind of spelled it out. To have a company that has done so much good for this country, that supports patriots, that can see a rigged, stolen election when it happens— and to have them be victims of a crime such as this themselves, it does make it hurt a little bit more. I do agree with you. Thank you for bringing that up. God bless America and God bless Publix.
Don't tread on me.
And there's a reason why a man with an Aaron Lewis, Let's Go Brandon shirt felt safe shopping at Publix.
You know how many pro Joe Biden shirts I've seen at Publix or anywhere else for that matter? I mean, none.
Exactly. Because it's a safe place where Americans can shop. Real Americans.
When we come back, we'll try to distract you from this grave, grim, gruesome tale with a segment called Bust a Dude on a Plane, or This Lady is Insane. Next on Drew Grubb Live with John Senning. A great night to put it all together and remind us of what makes us all Americans. Quaker Steak and Lube Bike Night with the Fran Hosch Law Group tonight from 6 to 10. Amazing wings. Fran Hosch does so much for the community. And if you go to lawfran.com or the Fran Hosch Law Group Facebook page with the events, you can find out more.
Tomorrow, it's Burt's Great American Bike Night at Harley-Davidson, Burt's Barracuda, 6 to 10, as well as South of the Skyway at Peggy's Corral. It's Bike Night from 7 to 10. And on Saturday, this weekend, it's the Tampa Bay Bike Radio.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.